cost of certain new bills.
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021, at 8:33 on the clock. Attendance by the Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgen, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Discussion? Please vote. Five in favor. Oops. Five in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Discussion? Please vote. Five in favor. The motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items? This is for equalization. Seeing none, I would ask for a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 17. It's an addition of approximately $217.
I would move to approve tax correction slip number 17.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. It's accelerating for a mobile home, which will be moving out of the county. $272.38. Any discussion?
I'll just explain those a little bit. When mobile homes move out of the county, because they were sitting here January 1st, our county gets the tax dollars from them. So we accelerate the taxes. So that's why we do that. And then when they go to the next county, then they'll have to go tell them that that mobile home's in their county. But we get the tax dollars because it was here January 1st.
Yes, it froze up, so I had to bring them. Any questions for Patty? And Ms. Haxby has joined us, for the record. All right.
Are please. You talking about correction?
Or yes. Correction? Okay. Please vote. Six in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for equalization?
Evaluation notices went out yesterday.
Have you heard back yet?
I'm heading for the airport.
You're heading where?
For the airport.
If there is any questions on the valuations that go out, the public, though, they should call the assessor's office, and you'll do whatever you can to try to answer any questions or make any clerical changes. But you are making an assessment of the property as it was January 1st.
Mr. Ogden was on this morning from Lancaster. His went up anywhere from, I think, 5 to 15, 20%. He was trying to explain. Then I was reading some of the comments. Basically, what we do is react to the market. I mean, that's what is, it doesn't matter whether or not you've done anything to your home. I mean, if it's, you know, fallen down or something like that, that's different. But market on residential is very hot right now. And so it's just a reaction to the market. We do look at a couple years back on the properties to see what's going on. So people actually set the market on what they're paying for the houses. So if I'm valuing something at $150 and somebody's paying $200 for these types of homes, those are not in compliance with the state of Nebraska. You have to be between 92 and 100%. So it's not a
Grigby's been real good at explaining on the percentages that we're dealing with, and I really appreciate that. The general public gets that.
Rough changes per classification, residential, acreage, commercial, farm.
I think farms are at 71%, so the range is 69 to 75.
But what are you seeing for increases? I'm guessing nothing went down.
Increases, probably anywhere from 5 to 15.
On farm
also,
ground?
No. That would be residential. I keep the ranges, you know, I try to do a little bit every year as I react to the market. Because sometimes it'll come back and it'll look like everything's fine, like a median level of value for a certain town might be in the range. But when you start to dig into that report and you see like ranch-style homes, there may be a lot of sales in those ranch-style homes that are sitting at 88%. So it may take a little bit of nudging to get that up to in the range. And the smaller increases per year are better than to all of a sudden have to really, you know, hit them. And so that's my take on it. I mean, I think people can, you know, nobody likes taxes, but you just have to react to the market and you have to do what's best to get those certain ones. And there's a certain range of homes that are, the funny thing about some of these is like your $200,000 homes are affordable for a lot of classes of people. You know, when you start getting up into the higher ranged homes, we haven't seen a ton of sales. Other than acreages, of course, those are always pretty hot. But we have not seen a lot of sales in the upper value of homes. I mean, there's some, but there again, we're looking in a couple years back. So farm ground, the only thing we saw is a little bit on dry. The grass and the irrigated pretty much stayed the same. That, again, is starting to pick up. As you've seen some of the sales that have taken place, so
acreage increases.
Those could be up to 15 or higher.
Commercial.
Commercial's pretty. You know, a lot of what we have is like buildings that have been remodeled, older buildings. You know, that have been remodeled. Some of the ones that are around here, they're structures that have been there before, but now they're different. Like that tool place out there and bomb guards and so forth. So
here's a tough question. Overall county valuation, will we see an increase this year or another decrease?
No, I think we'll see an increase. It depends what pipelines and railroads. Those come in August from the state. Those would be your centrally assessed properties. But just keep in mind that we don't do it. I mean, my rule of thumb back in the days is if you have a good economy and you have people that you have a home, homes, you know, about 3-5% per year is kind of the rule of thumb, or it used to be. I don't know where that figure is exactly right now, but we've kind of had a, you know, where farm ground was real high and then it came back down, and I don't know. You just have to react to the market, and that's basically what the assessors across the state are doing by state law and by being in compliance with TURC. We did have a TURC, getting off that, but we did have a TURC hearing yesterday, but it was canceled. So.
And just to state officially, your assessments going up or down have nothing to do with any debts or operating costs of the county.
Right.
It works completely
Definitely. Independently.
It is strictly an assessment based on the market in our area. Anything?
It's done very efficiently and according to the law and doing it according to the way it should be done. The assessor and her office work very hard to do a good job and treat everybody in our county fairly, and I really appreciate it, Patty.
Anything else for equalization? Seeing none, we'll adjourn at 8:41.